This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, not every ghost story has to be terrifying. Sometimes they're just confusing and downright strange.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yep, it is. And 855-853-4802, the phone number. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com and share your real ghost stories with us. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
I was just, as we're recording some of these here today, a couple in a row, I'm just looking at some of the stuff that we've been talking about, including like asylums and stuff like that. And there is an asylum here in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, that is still used as like a hospital kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the water on the lake is called Asylum Bay, right? And there is a in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the woods, there is this unmarked cemetery as well.
No shit.
And yeah, and all the headstones are kind of sunken in, and all they are is a 3-digit number. And somewhere, somebody's got a list of it, but most of them don't have names because families would drop off family members and they would die and nobody would be contacted and all that kind of stuff. And it's literally a place that I just kind of stumbled on. I literally was walking in the woods, kind of hiking one day, and I came across this location. I was like, oh my God, it's right here.
Yeah. Oh, that's creepy. That's really creepy. It's a weird thing too, because unless you had had this happen in your family, and a lot of families did this back then.
Oh yeah.
It was like, if you had a person with the disability or mental disability of some sort, and it was like too hard to handle at home where nobody knew what to do and there wasn't medications and all that, they would just go drop them off at one of these places and kind of pretend they never existed. And I mean, I remember like learning about like that later in life of like, oh yeah, I forgot what the name even was. I saw it in one of my ex-wife's family. There was like a sister that was just kind of like thrown off because she had been in a car accident and like brain damaged. And then nobody spoke of her. And there was something in my family too, where it was one of those things where, oh yeah, so-and-so had something happen or whatever. And then they're just like, it's crazy to me. I mean, I couldn't fathom like if my daughter like got in a car accident or something and something happened to her and she was not right, you know, that I would be like, oh, just pretend she doesn't exist. Just throw her off over there to the wolves. It's so
fun. Yeah, and if you read about like some of the treatments and stuff they did on these people, and people will say, well, they didn't know any better back then. I do understand that, right? But like lobotomies and stuff like that, it's like, you gotta be kidding me.
What's scary about that is, you know, all of that stuff, you know, the science of the mind is relatively new in terms of our existence as human beings.
Right.
And we're in the very early stages of it still. And you know, yeah, I guess they didn't know any better back then, but that's kind of where they were at. And it wasn't all that long ago. And some of these tactics are still used today. It's scary to think what we're going to look back on, you know, 30, 40 years from now, you know, if we're around, or what other generations will look back on at our times, you know, 100 years from now and go, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. I wonder what that's going to be. Like, what is that? What are those things that we're doing so horribly wrong?
You know, even cancer treatment, you know, we pump people full of poison to get rid of cancer. Mm-hmm. They might look back on that and go, what were they thinking?
Yeah. The thing is, we didn't know. That's
right.
And that's
right.
How it always is. Yeah. I mean, I bet they will look back on all that sort of stuff someday and look at all the prescription drugs that we have out there. And I'm not against prescription drugs, but, you know, there's obviously, you know, there's side effects and stuff. And I think they'll end up looking back on some of this where it's like, why did they do that? Why did they take this and it caused that? And we didn't know. It's, Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. Back to the conversation in just a second. Might I suggest, if you're looking for new glasses, or even contacts or sunglasses, Warby Parker. I've been using these guys for 10 years now. I've been wearing their glasses and I love them. They have some of the best designs, in my opinion, out there. They do them all in-house. Their collection has silhouettes, colors, fits, made for really any type of face. And the options for how you can pick them out, wonderful. You can go to one of their stores. There's over 250 across the U.S. and Canada, and get stylized by their friendly expert advisors. Or if you're like me and you'd rather just do it at home, they'll send them to you. Go to their website. You pick out the frames you like. Pick out those five. They send them to you. Pick out those ones you like. Send them back. And if you want to try more, they'll send you more. It's lovely. You can just kind of keep going until you got exactly what you want. In my experience, it's been like one trip. I found like actually several within the box they send that I like. You got to check them out. Warby Parker glasses, they start at $95. So it really is super affordable to get such a quality pair of glasses that includes prescription lenses with anti-reflective, scratch-resistant coatings. Many Warby Parker locations offer comprehensive eye exams starting at just $85. And you add a pair and you save 15% when you purchase two or more prescription pairs and glasses or sunglasses. The offer is available both at home and in stores with free shipping and free 30-day returns. Can't tell you enough about these guys. Like I said, been using them for 10 years and there's a reason for that. Get started with Warby Parker's virtual try-on. You can try on glasses and sunglasses, seeing the realistic color, texture, and size of each style right from home right now. Or head over to warbyparker.com/ghost right now to take the home try-on quiz and pick five pairs of frames to try on at home for free. That's warbyparker.com/ghost, warbyparker.com/ghost. 855-853-4802 is our phone number, but Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go and hear the confusing ghost story. Hello.
Hey, guys. My name is Patrick. I am from California. I am a first-time caller. I really like you guys' show. I've been kind of addicted to it lately. I wanted to call in, tell you some of my stories. They might not be the scariest stories you've ever heard, but they are true, and they are some of them are very sweet. So I will start in with just a little history real quick. So my family, a lot of my siblings seem to be kind of sensitive. I mean, my father, he doesn't like to talk about it much, like unless you really get it out of him. But he's got some weird kind of abilities he's passed on to, I guess, me and my sister and my brother Adam. But so this one story is pretty insane. So basically, we had this relative of ours who he was kind of a bastard. I mean, in all honesty, he was not a very nice man. He's very abusive and stuff. But we had after my grandparents passed away, we found this box just full of old birth certificates and like newspaper clippings and like you know, like real estate forms and, you know, house things, like very important to that part of the family that goes back to that man. And for a while it was in actually my closet for a long time, and my parents decided to move it up into the attic. And that very night, my brother called my parents and said, I had this weird, like, little, this dream thing. I don't know. Did you, like, move something? Like, is there a box or something or that you moved up in the attic and stuff? And my dad was like, yeah, why? And he's like, I you should move it back. I don't know. I had this crazy dream. It's a very angry dream. And someone is just telling me, like, they're ruining it. They're going to ruin it all. And, you know, like my dad told me, and I kind of went up in the attic, and I realized, like, they didn't even put the, like, lid on the box. Like, you know, all these old papers are just kind of, you know, ripe and ready for any rat to make their nest in. But, like, so I thought that was kind of weird, and I kind of, you know, I told my parents, like, yeah, well, if Adam's telling you to move it, I mean, you probably should. And they actually forgot. So the next morning, or the next night, Adam called again. He's like, guys, did you move the box? And they're like, oh, no, we forgot. He's like, dude, please move it, because I'm having these, like, this now reoccurring crazy dream that I cannot explain. So a little while passes, and I happen to have this weird dream where I'm just walking around my house. Like, nothing special. I'm just walking. I think I just, like, I go to the bathroom, and, like, there's this very, very angry presence. But it wasn't anything demonic. It wasn't like there's, like, some evil entity that's, like, mad at us. It seemed like a grumpy old man, just like, God damn it! And, I tried to go into the bathroom, and something, like, shoved me out and slammed the door, and, like, I woke up sweating profusely, and this kind of happened over the span of a couple nights. So I called Adam, and he said that sounds like astral projection, that the same thing he did when he had that dream. It was him walking around our house, not like in just the way it is now. And, you know, something's pushing him out into the hallway and looking up into the open attic. And he said, yeah, that's what happened to me. And this voice was just telling me very angrily that they're going to ruin my stuff, you know, basically, I kind of didn't think that, like, I was like, well, no, I'm just, that it must just be a dream. I don't think I could do that. You know, it's interesting. I actually, when this happened, I was just randomly on, I was listening to, Coast to Coast, or well, actually Ghost to Ghost, but, they had this guy on, his name was Thunder Stripes. He's like this guy from Texas, like, you know, very, very spiritual and all this stuff. And he was talking about astral projection, and a lot of what he said made sense. And then, after that, it seemed to stop. And so I thought it was interesting that one good point to this is, like, I think when you're in a state of being naive about it and not really understanding it, there's more of a chance for you to accidentally do it. You know, if you can at least understand what's going on, then you can prevent it in a way. You know, if I'm like trying to go to sleep fearing that I'm going to do it again, it's probably going to happen. But my brother just kind of, he said something really smart. He just said, like, if you fear it and you don't understand it, it's like having an antenna up ready for anything else to happen. But if you can grasp it and understand it, then you can, you know, protect yourself from it. And, like, it was a very real experience for Adam and I. And, you know, we kind of reconvened at my house, and we kind of talked about it to whoever was walking around our house, just kind of saying, this is not cool. Like, who cares? This is, you know, like, you're dead. Kind of like, you know, it's our house. We're going to take good care of it. Just kind of relax. You know, there's no need to be mad about it. My parents are super good with their stuff, other than the fact that they left the stupid box open. But anyway, yes, I have pages and pages of awesome stories from my family about just kind of sweet things that have happened to us. Not very scary ghost stories, but ones that where you can tell some of the good energy from people can be passed on. And it's not always demonic, and it's not always bad and negative. Some of it's very sweet. And I look forward to calling in again if I hear that you guys use this. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing that story. Thoughts on all that?
Great story. I also think that he and the other guy are probably onto something, where maybe they were astral projecting and all of that kind of stuff. And I do agree, like, if you're kind of unaware of certain things, you might be more susceptible to things happening, mm-hmm. and maybe you don't quite understand it, so you kind of blow it off or whatever. But yeah, wow, what a great story. And I like the philosophy of, like, not everything is bad. Like, mm-hmm. there was just a message that was coming through about this box, and it wasn't that they were trying to scare or anything like that. They just wanted the box to be taken care of.
Yeah, that's, yeah. It was not a horrific ghost story, but one nonetheless. So thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. Get access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. All of that is there on Apple Podcasts on our premium channel or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.